Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Motivational speaker, author, strength and conditioning specialist to celebrities. It's Jay Cardiello and the Jay Cardiello Show.
Head down any food aisle and the word organic is plastered everywhere. But the only thing is, it's so confusing to majority of us. I mean, you see it on fruit, you see it on vegetables, you see it on poultry, you see it on meat. But what does it actually mean? To help learn what organic means and to help end the confusion on what foods should be purchased organic and what foods do not, joining me today is registered dietitian Deborah Grossano. Deborah, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Deborah, this word organic is just blown up on every food, grocery store. It's all over the place. But the thing is, what does it mean? And it's confusing so many of us. So, Deborah, we're going to go back and forth. We're going to give people the inside look of what this word actually means and to offer them some tips on what foods should and shouldn't be purchased organic. First off, I want to throw this out. Organic does not mean it's more nutritious. I mean, just because you see it does not mean the food is more nutritious. The organic ingredients do not necessarily mean it's a healthier alternative. And that's very confusing because we think about it. We see the word organic. Then we also think it's a diet. It actually has to do with the soil, the pesticides. So people listen up and listen closely. Organic is not a diet. Nor does it mean that it's more nutritious. Deborah, what do you got for me?
Well, let me just say that's so true, you know, because, Jay, people come into my office all the time, and they're telling me what they're eating, and they're saying, oh, I got organic this, I got organic that. It could be cookies, it could be soda, and I'm, you know, thinking in my head, wait a second, you know, just because something's organic, I think people are getting the impression that it's healthier, you know, even though it's a cookie or it's a processed food. So it's important that people do really truly understand that. As far as produce goes, I think one of the highest ones that has pesticides would be apples. You'll always see that at the top of the list. A lot of people are familiar with that Dirty Dozen, which is put out by the Environmental Working Group. You can find that online. And it goes through the dozen fruits and vegetables that have the highest amount of pesticides, and you'll see apples always listed as number one. They actually did a sample testing of them, and 99% of apples sampled had at least one pesticide in them, which to me is remarkable. I mean, I couldn't believe when I saw that number.
That's it. That's so interesting. So apples, and Deborah, I like what you first said and how you started off with, because I was looking to really throw this tip out here. Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. If you see organic on soda or processed food, it does not mean it's healthier. It's just organic soda or processed food. I see it so often. I see organic potato chips. I see organic cookies, organic brownies. And people really think, Deborah, this is a healthier choice. So number two coming from me, soda and processed food is organic and processed food. If you see it on the label, it does not mean it's a healthier choice. Deborah, what do you got for me?
I got number three, peppers and celery. So personally, I love to throw peppers on the barbecue in the summer. I love to roast them in the oven. Unfortunately, though, they do act like a sponge when it comes to the pesticides, and they absorb a lot of the chemicals in there, and you can't get rid of that by just washing it. So it is, preferred to get the organic versions of those when you can.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Deborah, I got another one for you in terms of the label. A lot of times we see this lovely word, this is very confusing word in my eyes, the word natural or all natural. And Deborah, this does not mean it's organic. And the word natural isn't even defined by the FDA. So it doesn't mean that there's no pesticides. It doesn't mean that it's healthier. It can be placed on any food. And you know what? I actually saw it on this weekend, Deborah, when I was food shopping. I saw it on a bag of Cheetos. So Cheetos.
Oh, my God.
Yes, they have natural Cheetos. And it does not mean, A, it's organic, and it does not mean that it's healthy choice. Deborah, what do you got for me?
Yeah, isn't it so unfortunate that companies do this? People are so confused. I mean, I'm confused. And people go into the supermarkets, and they're thinking they're buying something healthier. In actuality, it really isn't. It's just very upsetting to me, I got to tell you. So the next thing I have for you is when you're looking for produce, it is a good idea to look for something that is USDA certified. And this is where I get, you know, I was getting a bit confused because when I would go food shopping, I look on the fruits and the vegetables and not always do you see the USDA certified little label on there. So what I found out was that there are actually over 100 different agencies in the United States that are allowed to certify products according to the USDA standards. They're allowed to certify these products as being organic. So when you look at the fruits and vegetables, you might not always see that USDA symbol on there, but if it says that it's organic, and it usually gives another symbol on there, like in fact, I was eating an apple today, and it says organic WSDA, which is actually from Washington State. So, you know, as much as, yes, we do want to look for that USDA symbol on products, when it comes to fruits and vegetables, there are many, many, many agencies that can certify something as organic. So keep that in mind when you're food shopping, because it can get very confusing.
It is, and you make a very valid point here. If you are getting confused as a registered dietitian, if I'm getting confused as a wellness expert, could you imagine what people are going through every day, seeing the labels, seeing them on TV, and then going down the food aisle? Because this is one thing that really gets to me, is that people say, I can't eat healthy because I can't afford it. And that's one thing I was so excited about doing this segment with you, is that we are showing people that you can eat healthy. And actually, healthy doesn't cost that much. You just have to look at the label and be more aware. And another thing, in terms of organic, I want to talk about root vegetables, especially potatoes and sweet potatoes. Now, they are usually grown with less pesticides overall, but yet root vegetables tend to absorb a lot of pesticides in the soil they're grown in. So really look for organic varieties with root vegetables, especially potatoes and sweet potatoes. Those things need to be purchased organic. Deborah, what do you got for me?
I would also say dairy products. I think that's another big staple in many people's diets, between the yogurt, butters, cheeses, ice creams. You know, I do always recommend getting organic when possible with those products, so that we know that it's coming from cows that are fed a diet of non-genetically modified corn, non-genetically modified soy. There's no antibiotics, no hormones in there. I mean, again, I just think that so many of us have so much dairy in our diet, I do think it's worth it to go organic with those products.
Yeah, that's a good point, especially for the moms that are listening to this. You know, they're so concerned when they're shopping for milk and which one's the healthier choice. So that is a very good point. And along those points, I want people to think about a very dirty vegetable. And I want to think you about celery. Celery is a lot like a sponge. It absorbs a lot of chemicals. So whenever you're searching for celery and you throw between the organic and non-organic, your best bet, especially with celery, would be to purchase organic. Deborah, what do you got for me? We have about a minute left.
Yeah, you know, I want to just go back to what you were saying, how confusing it is for people, and people say, I can't do it, it's so expensive. You know, I don't want people to stress over this, and I think that when you go food shopping, I mentioned that Dirty Dozen list before. I think that's a great list to have in hand when you go food shopping, so you know what's worth getting organic, what's not necessary getting organic. Another thing is farmers markets. When you go to farmers markets, doesn't mean they're organic, but what you can do is you have the opportunity to talk to the farmer and say, what do you use? What's your practicing for, you know, how are you farming these things? What are you using in the soil? So you can get to know the farmer, you know, really on a personal level in that sense.
Deborah, it's so important. Going to farmer's market, purchasing from local farms, you can actually have a conversation, is so important. Again, there's the Dirty Dozen and there is the Clean 15. You can find them online. That's a Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. Deborah, thank you so much for joining me today. To learn more about what foods need to be purchased organic, you can always go to my radio show page at RadioMD.com. Until next time, I'm Jake Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well.